I'm going to read a sad song that, or I would like to read a sad song that Maitreya gave on October 23rd of 2004, being as we're celebrating the first seal. We had a guest here named Healing Guru in this sad song who was challenging Maitreya with the first seal teachings. And very interesting. And he began, "I went to your website, Maitreya, and I looked up the contents. Some of your prophecy is based on the Vedas and the interpretation of the Kalki Yuga. It's the beginning and it's end. Certain assumptions are made as to the proper timing of the age of Kali and its ending. I do not find that this is what I have learned in terms of the Kali Yuga. So I'm going to simply tell you what I know and ask you to comment. According to the different yugas, and Kali Yuga began approximately 5,000 years ago when Lord Krishna left the planet. So now we are in the golden age of the Kali Yuga, which is the last 433,000 years. At the end of the Kali Yuga, there is a Kalki coming to destroy the impious. My question is that you made some reference on your website in regards to Kali Yuga that I find to be incorrect. Could you explain in more detail where your information is coming from?" Maitreya answered, "Sure, Healing Guru. The explanation of the end of the Kali and all those things are different in different religions and different groups. It is just like the coming of the Maitreya Buddha. Some people say it is going to be 5,000 years after the Buddha left. Some people say it is going to be 30 years. Other people say, no, it is 750,000 years. Therefore, each group thinks differently of the coming of the different manifestations. That is also true about the Kalki avatar and the end of the Kali Yuga. Therefore, there are a lot of ideas and opinions of what and when this thing is going to happen. Secondly, those prophecies, I did not write them. They were written by people who had a greater study about these periods and who have come to understand it the way it has been written in the website. But my answer to that question is that all the prophecies in all the religions of the world have been talking about one revelation that will come at the end time and will unify all the religions of the world. All these prophecies are for the same revelation and the same manifestation. That, of course, is in the Bible. It is in the Quran. It is in other religions that have completely revealed to humanity, that have been completely revealed to humanity at this time. For example, in the Buddha prophecy, indeed it was prophesied that Maitreya would come 5,000 years after Buddha. But then, because of some circumstances, it was changed to 2,500 years. The flood of Noah, or the beginning of the new era, happened around 12,000 years ago. The period of Kali and the dark period usually also lasts 12,000 years. So from the point of view of the Bible, also that period has changed, and this is the time that it will manifest. According to the people who wrote those explanations and the prophecies in the website, now also is the end of the Kali Yuga. There are many Hindus who believe that, and they believe that there are going to be three reincarnations of the Kalki avatar. It is during the third time that he will eventually establish the truth and destroy the falsity, etc. So we can see that all this evidence has to be compared, not only with the explanation or belief of one group or one person's understanding, but with the whole revelation and understanding of all religions. When you do that, you come to the same conclusion as the website. This is indeed the end time of all the prophecies in all the religions of the world. All those prophecies have been for one manifestation that brings the unity of all religions together, reveals the seven seals, gives The book sealed with the seven seals brings the truth back to humanity and brings the kingdom of God on earth. About Krishna and his manifestation as the beginning of the Kali Yuga, even he himself said that whenever there is impurity in humanity and the religions, and they fall from the understanding of the deeper truth of the spirit, my spirit will arise on earth. Therefore, he does not give any time, so his spirit can arise any time that the morality is low and humanity has fallen. We can see that this is truth because Buddha came, Muhammad came, and many, many prophets came to humanity even after Krishna, and they brought great truth and realization to man. You have to go beyond Krishna, beyond Hinduism, and study our teachings. See how God sent many other revelations after Krishna, and that Krishna can arise any time he wants to. We can see that you have to expand yourself. That is another thing our teaching does. It expands the person. Go ahead, Healing Guru. And Healing Guru said, I'm interested in discussing with you the validity of your point, which is, what do you accept as authority for understanding what is God? So Krishna, since you referred to Krishna in the Bhagavad Gita, also said that he is the compiler of the Vedas, he is the knower of the Vedas, and he is the goal of the Vedas. In the Vedas, there is a description of all the different incarnations of God even before they come, as you well know, including Kalki, who was supposed to come toward the end of the Kali Yuga. Krishna's coming and the different reincarnations of Krishna were predicted. Maitreya said, sure, Healing Guru. Not only did Krishna reveal the Vedas, he also revealed the Old Testament. He revealed the New Testament. He revealed the Quran. If you study our teaching, it clearly explains that it is the same spirit that has revealed all the revelations to humanity. Therefore, all the revelations and books that have come to man are a reference point to understanding God and his purpose. Just accepting the Vedas as the only authority, just accepting the Quran as the only authority, just accepting the Bible, the New Testament or the Old Testament, as the only authority, continues separation and destruction that we see and the confusion of the Kalki Yuga that you talk about. But you still preach the separative ideas of accepting only one revealer or only one revelation of God. Krishna's spirit is the same as the spirit that came through Abraham, came through Moses, came through Christ, came through Muhammad, came through Bob, and came through Baba. Therefore, they are saying the same thing. They are the point of reference. That is why you have to expand your view and see how these explain what you already know. They expand what you believe, and they prevent you from believing in a set of dogmas, which is Krishna consciousness or Krishna beliefs that have been taught to you. With this revelation, the confusion is no more. Humanity can clearly see that. Yes, indeed, the same spirit has been sent to man. Now we can see that this is revealing all the truth to humanity, and we can expand ourselves and become one. Please stay short in your questions. Get to the point. Let us discuss the mission instead of talking about other things. See how this teaching includes the Vedas and Hinduism, but also includes the Old Testament, New Testament, Quran, Bayan, and the other revelations of God, and why this is more perfect and correct than hanging on to one revelation or one revealer. Go ahead. And Healing Guru said, could you address the difference between impersonalism and personalism in discussion with your disciples here today? Thank you. Maitreya said again, if you study our teaching, you will realize that the Vedas came after the flood of Noah. Eventually, they came by the Aryan race and mixed with the African belief. The whole Indian continent came from Africa. Their beliefs were based on the African beliefs. Shiva was a black man who eventually married an Aryan woman. They mixed the belief of the Aryan with the black Africans who were in India, and they came up with the Vedas. Eventually, the Aryan race was split in two. One of them came in the north of Iran, then spread south into Iraq. Abraham came from the same race and brought the Old Testament. Then Christ came from the same race as the children of King David. You can see that it is almost the same people that brought this revelation of God and also the same spirit. Therefore, the Vedas influenced many religions. I agree with you that if you want to understand any religion on earth, you have to understand the mystical paths. The base of the mystical paths is the Vedas in the Hindu religion, but they do not reveal the whole truth. Now, you are talking about the personal God and the impersonal God. Of course, we teach the same thing, that God is impersonal, absolutely formless, invisible, nameless and eternal, and in that state unifies, but also he has to come to manifestation in order to bring revelation to man. His spirit manifested the scriptures and sent prophets so they could reveal that to humanity. Therefore, he has form. But because he has to come in the form of many prophets, messiahs, gurus and revealers as Krishna, as Shiva, as Muhammad, as Moses, as Abraham, as Isaac, and on, that will create separation. Therefore, each person will hang into, just like you mentioned, a couple of gurus in India. You follow those gurus. Each guru in India has their own followers, and there is separation that greatly exists in the Hindu religion because of those manifestations. We guide the people in the mission to believe in the formless, invisible, nameless, and eternal, and never become attached to the body of the guru, prophet, or messiah. Their salvation is to go to the unmanifested, formless, invisible, nameless, and eternal, which we call fine. Therefore, they all can relate to each other, not saying, I am the follower of this guru, or I am the follower of this religion. Eventually, the followers of that guru, that messiah, that prophet, put themselves in the place of the prophet, and they become the God of their disciples, or the people on earth, and they further separate and split the teachings of the original revelation into many branches, understandings, and dogmas. That creates that separation that exists on earth. Our teaching, based on the impersonal God, is more unifying than gurus and revealers that many people are attached to. The only way to unify the whole of humanity is to teach them not to become attached to any of these teachers, any of these revealers, any of these prophets, or such, and all the people who say, I know the truth, come to me, come to me. Then they attach people to themselves, and they become an obstacle in the way of humanity to go to God directly. We do oppose the teachers, or any people who teach others to come to them, and connect people to themselves, and they become in the way of God. This teaching, again, is superior in understanding how to unify humanity together by teaching them, as that book says, if you saw the Buddha, kill him. It means that if you are attached to Buddha, then the Buddha is in the way. So we can see that Hinduism has a lot to learn from these teachings. The Krishna movements have a lot to learn from these teachings. All of humanity has a lot to learn from these teachings and release themselves to only God, which unifies the formless, invisible, nameless, and eternal. Okay, healing guru, go ahead, but please stay brief. Up and healing guru says, about the comment that you made that God is formless, invisible, and nameless, my only point is, I believe that although you have identified the difficulties with the separation of the religious beliefs based on body, I believe that if we can emphasize the transcendental existence of the Supreme Lord, someone who has a spiritual form, we can begin to develop the proper relationship between the individual soul and the Supreme Soul. And Maitreya answered, Indeed, we do have the personal manifestation of God. That is called the Messiah. That is called the Anointed One. That is called He who has fulfilled the prophecies. He who has brought the revelation of God to man. That person or personality becomes the heart of the belief of the believers. That brings the unity. They can relate to that heart as a manifestation of God, and it will unify them. But even He will direct them to go to the unmanifested God and therefore free them from these separative ideas that have separated humanity at this time. Another point is that it has been prophesied to come. God said His kingdom will come. The unity will come to humanity. You will not find that in Krishna consciousness or the Hindu religion. You will find it in the Bible. The Bible is the base that has revealed all the truth and unification that will come at the end time. If you read the revelation that we have on our website called The Holiest of the Holies, the Last Testament, it clearly states that eventually His kingdom will come and the Messiah will be the focal point or focus of those who will be unified together. We are not completely directing you to an invisible, formless, and nameless God, but also to a visible manifestation that reveals the revelation of God to you. Therefore, you have some point of reference or point of gathering, rallying together to become one. Your idea is again based on your opinion, on your understanding. But if you read our teachings and understand God's revelation and how He said this will come about, you will expand yourself to see that indeed this is more perfect than anything before it. Also, the belief that God is an ocean and we are a drop and we can drop into it has been rejected in this teaching. It has been said that God said, "I will spew you out of my mouth." It means that even when you fall into the ocean, you will not stay there and that God will send you back to get on with the work. You will not go further in your progress. Therefore, all those concerns that you have been answered in this teaching again, and it reveals that this is how you can manifest the greater truth. Please stay on the topic, on the mission, and related questions on that. Go ahead. And Healing Guru said, could you please clearly tell me in your opinion, is form the absolute truth? Is form the absolute truth inferior or superior to formlessness? Maitreya answered, there is no such thing as inferior or superior anything in this universe. The whole thing is God. Therefore, the whole idea of inferiority or superiority comes from intellect and ego and separate things as superior and inferior. There is truth. There is not truth. That is the only separation you can make between things. Therefore, the whole idea of anything being superior is an ego manifestation not the ultimate truth. Now is the manifestation of the truth in the form superior or the formless, invisible, nameless, and eternal superior? As we said, there is no such thing. The form in the absolute manifestation is a bridge. It has come to manifestation to take you to the formless, invisible, nameless, and eternal. It is just like you are on one shore, one part of the land, and there is a river which is Maya and destruction. The other part is heaven or God. You want to go over it, but you cannot. The manifestation comes as a bridge to guide you to go to the other side. Now, if you stay on the bridge, and the bridge is so beautiful and wonderfully made, and you start being fascinated with the bridge, you start looking at the architect, the beauty, and the wonder of it, and you never go over the bridge to the other side. That bridge becomes an obstacle in your path. The bridge is necessary. The bridge is needed to go over to the other side. But if you become attached to the manifestation of the bridge and forget to go over it to the other side, then you have to forget about the bridge and find a bridge that takes you to the other side. That is exactly what happens to a lot of gurus, manifestations, prophets, and messiahs who have come to humanity, who have come to take humanity to the other side. Humanity becomes so attached to this manifestation or bridge that they forget to go to the other side. So that becomes an obstacle in their way. Besides that, all the revelations to this point for the last 12,000 years were not perfect. None of them have the whole truth. Not even Hinduism and the Vedas have all the truth because, as we say, they eventually end up in escapism of the followers. A lot of people left society, went to the mountains and said, "This world is illusion." This world is not an illusion. It is a relative truth. Therefore, you can never find happiness in this manifested world, but you can find it in the spirit, which is the essence of the universe and permanent. Our teaching is absolutely against escapism. You have to become engaged in the creation of the communities of light. We do preach meditation. We do preach awakening of our spiritual forces, but the next step is to engage in the society, to become engaged with the community, to become engaged in the creation of the communities of light based on the eternal divine path. Therefore, it never can become escapism as Hinduism has become. Then you have to sacrifice in the creation of the communities. Therefore, ego will dissolve in sacrifice in creation of the communities of light. Then surrender and submit to the will of God for you in the umbrella of the teaching. Therefore, your spirit and God's spirit become one. They become universalist. Realize that God is everything. Shatter all narrowness of the mind and get rid of the superiority and inferiority complexes that have been running human existence for thousands of years. There is no superior. There is no inferior. The only thing is a person in higher consciousness, a person in lower consciousness, a person more godly and more of the truth, and a person who is in delusion and who is not following the truth. But none of them is superior or inferior. The only difference is that one has progressed more and has more responsibility to guide others to go to the higher consciousness. Some have not and have to be guided. That is all there is into it, really. Such people who follow these five steps awaken their spiritual forces, direct their energy toward the creation of the communities of light, sacrifice, surrender and submit to God, and become universalists, are called the elect, those who in all religions have been described as my elect, my people, the Hebrews, etc. I can see that you have not really been in our website, or at least you have not really read our teachings in depth that they need to be explored, which is okay. But that is one of the rules of this room, that we encourage everyone to go to our website first, study our teachings, and see how all these questions and confusion have been answered. And now, a pure revelation that guides humanity in the creation of the communities of light and bringing the kingdom of God and spirit to earth is revealed. It is not that it is superior to other religions, but other religions are just a part of this greater truth. If they realize that, they can expand themselves and understand that indeed this is the revelation that has been prophesied to come, and then all their questions will be answered. Therefore, the unmanifested, formless, invisible, nameless God is the goal. That is where everyone has to go. The manifested form of God comes as the revealer, as the teacher, as the person who comes as the Messiah or prophet with the clear prophecies and signs of his coming. That person is the manifestation of God in the manifested world. If everyone on earth focused on that individual, therefore, the unity would be assured. But if they focus on many other people, or those who come to him, and they themselves try to become a center and separate themselves from the one focus that unifies, it will not work. It is just like the atom. There is only one center in the atom. If there are two centers, then the atom becomes 2, 3, and 4, and the split starts in the creation. That should not happen. That is why we teach the emphasis to those people who are in the mission and trying to spread it, who give lectures or teach out there. Just bring the focus of those who listen to you to the mission, to Maitreya, to the center. Then we can unify. Otherwise, you will become a center yourself, and you will split and perpetuate the whole earth that we have now at this time. Therefore, we encourage you to go to our website, understand these teachings, and you will see that all your questions are answered clearly.